up here to every part of my life, then I have not learned it. And if I've learned it, I will know I have learned it, because whatever it was that was upsetting me will vanish. If your problems aren't vanishing, it means that you're not learning under the right guidance. First, I need to tell myself that, then go see the lawyer. But tell yourself the truth before you go out and deal with it like the illusion is real. Tell yourself the truth. The reason why I keep this problem and can't get rid of this problem is because I have not learned under the right guidance. Something is teaching me that doesn't know what it's talking about, and I'm listening to it. How do I know I'm listening to it? Because I'm not getting what I want. How do I know that who's teaching me doesn't know it? Because I'm not getting what I want. So if you're not getting what you want, you're listening to a teacher that's telling you the wrong things, even if it sounds like your own voice. Don't compromise on that. The temptation is to compromise on that. And that's what keeps us stuck, is when we compromise. You don't compromise about your happiness. You might compromise about how you get to it, but you don't compromise ever about that purpose. You follow me? You don't compromise about the purpose that you deserve peace, and that you deserve joy, and you deserve respect, and you deserve safety, and you deserve recognition. You don't compromise about that. You don't sometimes sort of accept that that's true and sometimes it's not. You don't compromise on that because it's not the truth about you. So, if I got this problem, I've been dealing with it since I was 10 years old. It means that I'm not learning under the right guidance, because the minute I learn under the right guidance, the situation will heal itself, correct itself, and be done with, and it'll be over and you'll be okay. There is no situation in which miracles do not apply. There is no situation to which the truth does not apply. There is no situation to which love doesn't apply. And by applying it in all situations, you will gain the real world. If I apply the truth in every situation, I will gain a world that I am safe in. If I will apply the truth more and more to every situation, I will achieve a real world where I'm not walking around afraid. There is a real world. There is a real world. There is a real world. It's deep in it. There is a real world. You know, the world we dream about, that we don't even dare admit to ourselves, that we even hope exists as adults, because it seems like it's just ridiculous to even try to imagine there could actually be a world where we're safe with each other completely, so much so that we don't even imagine it anymore. And I'm going to go to that world. And the way that I'm going to get there is by applying the truth to you and me in every situation, which is you're innocent, you're just like me, you've forgotten the truth. What you do is either love or call for love. You're responsible for the way you feel. I'm responsible for the way I feel. I'm going to see you as innocent as I can. I'm going to see myself as innocent as I can. And I promise you, I will not consciously attack you. That's all I need to remember to get to the world where I have no problems. And I don't have to die to get there. There are people today who have no problems. On this Sunday, at exactly what time this year is, there are people out there who absolutely aren't worried about money, aren't worried about bills, not wondering if their partner love them, not dissatisfied with their body, feel like everything in their life is really incredible. And not only is it incredible, it's continually expanding and accelerating in its joy.
Can you name
Huh? What'd you say? They want to stay anonymous so that we can't find them. I'm sworn to secrecy. They would only reveal themselves if I promise they never introduce them to anybody we know in this plane.
You were talking about this plane. There are people in this plane that have no problems, that are filled with.
Yes, that's true too.
In this plane.
That's true. In this plane.
They don't want their serenity messed
with. Right. Right. They don't wish us any ill will, and certainly would help us in any way they possibly could, because they couldn't really be happy unless they knew giving was how you increase what you have. So they're going to give, but that doesn't mean they have to know your cell phone number. Because when you don't really know how to receive, it's easier for people to give you things without your knowledge. Because you turn down everything you deserve when it shows up. So you got a lot of secret helpers. Visible and invisible. Secret helpers. All right. He says, there is no situation to which miracles don't apply, and by applying them to all situations, you will gain the real world. For in this holy, which means healing perception, you will be made whole, which is happiness. So when you have when you have a true perception, you know you had a true perception because it automatically makes you feel happy. Okay, I'll say it again. When you're truly seeing correctly, it always makes you happy. Then, when you're happy, that is a healing. The Course calls it the atonement. In other words, the way you atone is to let yourself be happy. I want each one of you in this room to atone. What do you want us to do? What do we have to do? Be happy. The way that you show me that I never hurt you is through the happiness you have. Because if you are happy, I know I must not be hurting you. Mm-hmm. So the easiest way, if you want to help a person feel innocent, is to show them how much they're not hurting you by the way you express yourself when you're around them. Yeah. So that when they look at you, just looking at you makes them feel they must be okay if somebody in front of their face seems to be experiencing so much joy. I must be pretty cool. That way you don't have to say a word to a person, but you heal them. Because if you try to talk to them and they don't love themselves, you're going to spend a lot of your time debating back and forth about the reality of what you're trying to tell them. Because they'll be defending their pain and their negative perception. So as much as possible, you don't talk to people to heal them. You talk to people to have fun. Because if you want to heal them, you just love them behind their backs. Then they can't oppose your love because they don't even know that they're even getting it. Right? And then they're walking around in their day being their usual kind of negative selves. And they're noticing that good things are happening to them that it looks like they don't even deserve. And they don't know that what's happening is you are receiving the love that you deserve that you don't know about because of what you've learned to believe about yourself. So the way that love is going to prove to you that it exists is by showing up in your life and healing you whether you think you deserve it or not. Okay. But once you accept your happiness for yourself and you start to really feel your power for the first time and for once and for all, you're the kind of person you've always wanted to be, then people are going to be sent to you for your blessing. And your blessing is going to be how good you are feeling because you finally started loving yourself. So you loving yourself so much that Spirit sends people to you to be blessed by you, but your blessing of them would be nothing but your happiness in being who you are. Hi, Earl. I'm going to send Deanne for a blessing. What you have to do, all I have to do is just be happy because I am who I am.